thoughts of my own. My days are filled with laughter and joy, but the nights are spent alone. The black and white is fading, the color shining through. Blooms of purple, pink, and red in a place you've come to know. It feels like it can drown.
Hi, Claire. What have you got out of doing this project?
Well, our awareness, like, when we around the place, we just were more aware of people that are passing us, and just we're always kind of aware the trafficking is happening all around us.
What would you say if you found out years later that a friend of yours has been trafficked?
I'd be so shocked, because like it is something that is happening around us and no one really knows about it, and I think we really need to spread the awareness of it.
And do you think by raising the awareness we can stop it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And with the legislation we need to change that as well, because no one's being prosecuted for it.
What part of the legislation needs to be changed?
That, like, the owners of the brothels and the people that are running it need to be prosecuted, and everyone that is buying and selling the people need to be prosecuted too.
So, Joseph, what have you got out of doing this project?
I got a lot more knowledge that this actually happens, and you'd never actually think it would happen around us, and it really does, like.
And what do you think about, you know, people saying, look, prostitution should be legalised? What do you feel about that?
It's just wrong. They don't know what people have been through and what's going on, like how they're treated doing this and how they're not paid or anything for it.
So it's slavery, effectively?
Yeah, basically.
And it's wrong?
It's very wrong.
Kieran, how are you doing? What do you think about this project and what have you got out of it?
I think it's a very good project, and I've gotten a greater understanding about human trafficking and how it affects others and who's behind it and just how little that people around us know about it.
Hi, Helen. You sung a very nice song there. So obviously you feel very strongly about this. So do you want to tell me why you feel so strongly about this?
Well, because before, like, this project had started, like, we did surveys in the school, and the lack of knowledge of first, second, third years, even 6 years, they have no idea what's going on around them. Especially, we think kind of more like foreign countries before this project started, but it's actually happening like right in like Ireland every single day, and it's just getting worse.
What kind of statistics do you know? How many people every day are buying sex in Ireland?
Well, every 30 seconds we looked up that there's someone being trafficked around the world.
Danny, have you been involved in this project?
I'm a lot more aware of the, like, human trafficking as a problem. Like, if you hear someone, like, kind of on the news, if someone's disappeared or if someone's, like, kind of not home, like, before I wouldn't have thought about human trafficking, but now it's kind of the first thing that pops into my head. Like, could it be another one of these cases? Because they're a lot more common in Ireland than we'd all think.
So it's made it more real to you?
Yeah, like, it's brought the topic to light a lot more. Like, I was really unaware. Like, I'd just kind of seen movies about it and stuff, and I didn't think it was as kind of a common problem in Ireland as it is. It's quite shocking. Like, too much. I think it's more kind of the power and the possession. That's what people seek, and then people are taken advantage of, and people, like, who come from not very good backgrounds, kind of, they're easier dragged into it than other people.
So the more vulnerable, then?
Yeah. More vulnerable, and like they don't have as much support, and they kind of be desperate. They need money, and they do anything to kind of keep themselves afloat.
Very good. Thanks, Danny. How are you doing? What's your name?
Alistair.
Alistair. And were you in from the beginning with everybody else?
From the beginning.
And why did you get involved in the project?
At first, I was interested in what human trafficking was. I didn't know much about it. And then when more I learned, I was shocked at what happens around us, and I thought we had to do something about it.
And why were you shocked?
It happens all around us and nearly no one knows about it. It can happen in an instant and your life changes. It's unfair.
So what things are you taking away with you from doing this project now?
Knowledge mainly, and awareness. And also I'm more willing to help and spread the awareness of human trafficking around.
Thanks, Alistair. Who do I have here again? Remind me.
Elaine.
Katrina.
Sarah.
Okay, guys, if you were to meet Alan Shatter in the street or in the Dáil tomorrow, what would you say to him?
I'd say to him, we know that there has been talks and debates about changing the legislation, but we see loopholes in the legislation that could be changed and that need to be fixed, and we want action now. We don't want to be living in a society, like, as young people, we're going to be growing up in this society, and we don't want to live in a world where this stuff happens, and it's sickening, really, and we want action.
Katrina?
Well, really, we want to see people being prosecuted. It's unfair that people are getting away with this. If you're going to rent out any building to somebody and you don't know what's going on, the landlords need to know what's going on. Buyers, sellers, they all need to be prosecuted. It's unfair that they're getting away with it.
Do you feel people are burying their heads in the sand?
Definitely. They're landowners are just renting out a house to anybody and they're just getting the money. They have to. Who's in the house? They have to think about it.
Sarah?
Basically, we don't realise in Ireland that basically in every village or every town there is brothels and we just don't notice it. And we see these things like in our daily lives, we like people see it and they notice it, but they just turn it like they just turn their heads, they just ignore it.
So you want to bring attention to it, but you want Alan Shatter to do what?
I want him to change the legislation. I want him to take action. Basically, we need to raise awareness and we can't do that if the government isn't helping.
So here we are with Marie Murphy, who's the chaplain for Castletown Bear Community School. Marie, you've got a very inspirational bunch of youngsters here who talk to us about human trafficking, the effects. How did you get them involved, or did they come to you?
Actually, I'm not going to take credit for that. We had a project in the school 2 years ago, Join Hands Stop Child Trafficking. And this project, I suppose, has emerged out of that. And also as a result of a presentation that the students had from Mary Crilly in the Cork Sexual Violence Centre last September while I was on maternity leave. And I suppose as they researched and gathered information, they got increasingly passionate about the problem and the extent of the problem and are very much adamant that they want to make recommendations. They have a two-pronged approach about educating people in society and about raising awareness, and that comes from their initial research here in the school and then their research in other schools across the county and the country, where they discovered shocking levels of lack of knowledge and lack of awareness, and also, I suppose, lack of commitment or priority about the topic, both in schools through the medium of CSP or religion classes, or within the student population, just a lack of awareness or participation in campaigns that are running, such as Turn Off the Red Light and Blue Blindfold and that.
And how many of these do you see realistically going on and keeping the momentum of this?
I suppose I'd be just a little bit concerned in that they're fourth year and they're full of enthusiasm at the minute. However, it appears that 8 or 9 of them are interested in kind of social work type career choices. And I think certainly 4 or 5 of them have really got a hunger for a kind of human rights violation type work and working in supporting and advocating the better services for the care of the victim. And they're very touched by the people that they've encountered, both people caring and people that have been involved in the trafficking industry.
At home, I thought to my own, my days are filled with laughter and joy, but the nights are spent alone. The black and white is fading, the colour shining through. Blooms of purple, pink and red in a place you've come to know. It feels like it can drown you. Just know you're not alone.